Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, in a week where there were, you were just bringing up the stat, how many wildcards played in game week? A lot of wildcards played in game week three. Go on.
709,000.
Your mic's not on. What's going on with the mic? Is the cable falling out the bottom again? Here we go. The lights are on. Is anyone home with the microphone? We say it every week. Buy a new cable.
709,000.
There we go. 709,000. 709,000 wildcards. If you were a wildcarder this week, I'd love for you to get in the chat, get in the comments, tell me how you got on, because generally speaking, I don't think it went that well for wildcarders. Do you? What's your vibe? What's the feeling?
I mean, I don't like to be an I told you so.
No. I didn't ask you to be an I told you so. We don't want any of that crap. We don't do that here.
We do.
No, we don't. Only against me and you. If I'd have wildcarded in game week three, you could have gone told you so, but not to our community, Sam. I'm not having any of that.
It was a long week for it with this game.
Not
today.
Having that. Don't come with that
it
attitude
was the wrong
in here,
week
missus.
For it, guys. It was the wrong week for it. Tried to warn everybody. Nobody listened to me. Same way no one listened to me about the Manchester United defence. I was right about that as well. Sometimes I'm right, Lee.
Sometimes,
not
yeah.
Always.
Sometimes.
But sometimes I do talk sense.
But 709,000 wildcards. Mm. I must admit, and I'm not going to go all told you so because I'm not that kind of person, but it did feel like we got so much more to learn, haven't we, about all these FPL teams. And I have to say, coming out of game week three, I still feel like we've got so much to learn. I'm still not sure whether it is the right time to wildcard or not. Having said that, I have it to wildcard.
Yeah, but...
it is active right now.
But I don't really understand, Lee.
I have some regrets.
This is another thing that I told you.
Did this last
year. I told you this on Friday. I told you this on Thursday when we were recording Ohana. I just didn't think it was the right time. And I thought you might look at your team and just go, actually, with three transfers that you had.
Yeah, yeah.
Could easily have survived it. Yeah. But
well,
now you're in a place where... I don't think it's terrible, by the way.
I'll tell you what freaked me out, right? It was the losing up, and I even said to myself before the season, I was like, right, information over team value. Prioritise the information.
Was it Mbomo?
And what have I done? Mbomo's going down in price, Roden's going down in price, so I've dodged them too, and bought in a couple of other players that have got me a 0.1. So I'm 0.4 up on my wild card on Friday night. So it's after the Liverpool game, right? So Liverpool game plays out and Bruno's due to go down that night. I think Roden went down Friday. Might have been Saturday.
I think he was Saturday.
But either way, over the course of that 24 hours, I've managed to avoid a 0.2 price decrease. And in my head, I thought, well, you do the transfers and then don't hit the wildcard button. Just, you know, you've played them transfers. Because I'm always going to do Roden to Konsa. Like, that was always going to happen. And I did Mbeumo to Cherki, is what I did. Mbeumo to Cherki.
Right.
So I avoided those 0.2 price decreases. And thought that coming out of this weekend, I'm thinking, okay, well, I probably don't want Mbeumo going forward. I'm probably on the wrong Arsenal attacker. I think I want Saka, not Odegaard. And here I am now, Sunday night, Mbeumo scored, really nice goal, by the way. Odegaard scored, really nice goal, by the way. And I'm like, huh. So maybe they might not be sold on my hot card.
So to be clear, you didn't just do transfers on Friday night. You actually hit the button.
I did in the end, yeah. Because I made the two transfers and then 10 minutes later, I was just like, I just play it. So I've played the wild card. It's active. And I do have some regrets, no doubt about it. Because of the way that the weekend's played out. But... here we are. I remember sitting here this time last year and saying, like, you and I were both at about 8 million or something stupid, right? Like 3 or 4 million or something. Like, it was quite bad this time last year. And we're not going to be talking about ranks for another good, I would say, 7 or 8 game weeks. Except tonight, Sam, because I'm 39K. 100% talking about ranks right now.
No,
ranks, overall rank is really important and we should all be discussing it.
Right, when you said... 39K. So at the beginning of the stream, you said, Sam, you can't be that person. You can't be that person.
39K. Best I've had in months. Years.
I mean, to be fair, this is the best I've had in years as well.
It's best I've had in years, 39K. We're definitely... I mean, I think just... what do they say when it's the presidential election?
Stop the count.
39k, I'll take it.
Wow.
No, we're not talking about ranks for ages. But one thing I did think was, coming out of this game week, on 39k, with a wild card active for game week 4, I feel like I'm playing quite aggressively. I feel like I'm going to be going into, and of course I'm not going to be playing the wild card just for game week 4. I will be looking at Arsenal and Chelsea, and maybe a bit of Fulham, maybe a bit of Forest.
Fulham?
Because they're fixed. Well, maybe not Fulham.
What are you looking at Fulham for?
Maybe not Fulham.
Did you watch Fulham at the weekend?
Yeah, maybe not
Fulham.
Bear
Guff.
Maybe a bit of
Forest. Bear Guff and Waffle like you.
Maybe end a bit of Newcastle. Because we're going to want these players, particularly from game week 5. And if any of you out there are thinking about the wild card in game week 5, so not for this week, but for next week, I also don't mind that. Because the more I've looked at it, there is some really nice fixture swings for a few clubs in game week 5. But nevertheless, I've made my bed. The wildcard button is pressed.
I'm not getting in it with you, to be clear. You can go to bed by yourself.
Fine. Okay, fine. God, that's weird. So the bed is made. The wildcard is pressed. I do have some regrets, no doubt about it. But it does enable me to fix a few problems, like Rodon, like Robertson, who, let's be honest, as we come into the season, I knew was going to be a problem. Udogi was always there.
Yeah.
You said to me, Udogi probably 95% is going to be first choice and Robbo is going to be backup left winger. And I thought, well, until Udogi's fit, because he'll take a while to get up to speed, I've got Robbo in there. And as it happens, Udogi is now fit, started the game this weekend. Robbo comes on 30 minutes, doesn't get the 6 in the way that everybody else does in the Spurs defence. I get the 1 from Robbo. So that is now a problem. I do not want Robbo coming on for 1 pointers in my team. So mm-hmm. he's got to go. Mm-hmm. So is Rodon, obviously. Maybe Calvert-Lewin, etc., and a few others, right? So there's a lot of things I want to do. Did I need to do it?
No.
Probably not. But now that I've done it, it can't be reversed. I've got to go and aggressive. I've got to go and attack it, haven't I? What do you make of it?
I think you're mental.
Mm.
I think you are mental.
When are you going to play it then? What is
maybe
your strategy?
Maybe 6, maybe 10.
It's only a couple of weeks down the road.
Well, maybe 10.
Okay, but... You're playing 6, I reckon.
Oh, no, but listen,
when's the international break? 6. Yeah, you're playing.
Listen, you've played this thing on Wednesday night. We spent the whole of Ohana.
39k, Sam.
This is the point I'm making. I think you've just gone to your head.
Nosebleed territory.
Suddenly you've gone, oh my God, I might be good at FPL again. Panic. Sabotage myself. That's what
100%
you've done.
100% not.
Like, I think I am really shocked, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because...
Shocked myself.
One... You didn't tell me you'd done it. It's cheeky monkey behaviour.
No.
And two...
Never do.
No, but why? I always tell you.
Because I was going to drop it on the stream tonight, but you were preparing some of the slides for tonight's stream, and I thought, got to tell you, haven't I? Got to tell you. And you said, what's your bus team? I thought, well, if I send it over and it's got 4 or 5 changes, because I'm chasing price
rises. You only sent me 2 changes in it.
Probably 3 in there. I'd say it's probably 3.
Well, anyway, I'm shocked because I thought after Ohana on Thursday night that you were going to... Because we had a really good Ohana. I thought it was a really good Ohana podcast, that one.
It was good, yeah.
Not to blow my own trumpet, but I thought it was quite good.
the podcast I did was great.
I thought I did a good job in that podcast. We had a really good detailed conversation about how important we thought today's games might be.
I know.
And then you didn't even wait for them.
I know,
Sam. You just panicked.
I know. So what George is saying in the chat, you panicked. I don't think it's panic.
I think it's panic.
Well, I don't say panic. I think
you've hit the self-destruct.
Well, I mean, that is what's happened to a lot of Game Week 3 wildcarders, has it not? I mean, there was a lot of Embremos out. There was a lot of, I don't know, who else scored that people took out? I don't know. But there was not a lot of high scores for wildcarders in Game Week 3.
No, there wasn't, no.
Really not. But as it is, 39k, I'm very, very happy with that. We both played the triple captain this week on Erling Haaland.
That's a fail.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's a fail. Lee.
It's not, though, is it?
Lee, it's a fail.
How is a 9-pointer a fail?
It's a fail.
It's a fail if he blanks, not a 9-pointer.
No, it's basically a blank.
Get in the chat. Is a 9-pointer for a triple captain, is that
it's not
a win or a fail? Like, is that a dub or an F? Like,
it's
what is
F.
that? It's not a fail.
It's a fail.
It's like,
if you're going to triple captain somebody, they've got to get at least double digits.
As Connor's saying, it's a meh. It is a little bit of a meh, Connor.
I
agree with that, but it's not a fail.
It's
come
a fail.
On. Nice, come on.
It's
come
basically
on.
A defeat.
No, it's definitely not.
We've basically lost the FPL.
It's definitely not. I think if he gets 1 goal in a 5-goal route and doesn't get the bonus points and he gets the 6 points, okay, then I'm a bit sad. But with the 3 bonus points as well, it's okay. As Connor's saying, it's meh. It's not amazing, but it's not a fail.
I think it's a fail.
Okay. Joseph, thank you for the super chat, mate. Hey, Sam and Lee, how are you both?
Joseph.
Mate, we're doing very well. And Joseph, when I get to talk about the Shine, the moonwalk, the charity walk that Sam and I are doing in a minute, I just want to say specifically to you, mate, thank you very much indeed for your generous, really generous donation. It was really not necessary
Incredible.
At all, but we really, really appreciate it. And what I will say also, Joseph, any super chats that come in, we've decided this, haven't we? Any super chats?
We have decided
Should we talk
this.
About it? Should we just do this before we say hello? I'm going to do this. I'll do Joseph's message. Thank you, Joseph. 56 and a small green. Okay, mate.
Very good.
Great to see Isak on the... Yes, it was. And Gakpo flying. Bloody glad we didn't sell him,
listen,
I'll be honest.
We'll talk about this in a minute because Mr. Negative...
What?
I don't think we're going to do very well tonight. No. That's another thing I was right about.
Oh, God, you're on one tonight, you.
I've been right a lot this weekend.
Oh, well done. 2-3 transfers a game week 4, Joseph Scott. I regret in Bromo to Cherky, but we move. Mate, you won't be the only one. Like, trust me, that move was huge. 1.8 million transfers in for Cherky this week, which I think I read somewhere on Twitter is like the fifth most transferred in a game week ever in like FPL history or something stupid. It's like absolutely insane amounts of Cherkys in, which when the fake team news dropped on Saturday morning for Manchester City, without him in it, like no O'Reilly, no Cherky, and no Semenyo, I thought the community just went into a meltdown.
O'Reilly
owners
had actually a roller coaster, didn't they?
Oh,
because they
God.
Thought he wasn't starting, then they got the news he was starting, then he got injured in the warm-up and didn't start and didn't play. Oh, disaster.
I'm so not here for the team leaks and stuff. I've blocked that guy, Kante guy, I've blocked him like immediately. Like, how can you drop news like that? Unbelievable. There was a bit of rumour, I don't know how true this is, that Maresca himself is trying to flush out a bit of a mole here. Maybe he leaked the team to somebody that he thought might leak it. They've leaked it and now they're on the naughty step, aren't they? Let's face it.
I don't know, Lee. All I know is that it's past the deadline. I don't care.
Correct.
What are you going to find
can't
out?
Change
they
it,
can't
can
do anything about it then.
You can't change it. Let's do a quick plug for this then, Sam. And thank you to Joseph. Thank you to everybody who was here a couple of weeks ago. So we weren't here last week. We were on our holidays, weren't we? But
no, we had a lovely
the week
time.
Before, we spoke about this. We spoke about how you and I are doing the Shine Night Walk.
With your brother, Craig.
It's basically with my brother Craig. So it's basically we're walking a full marathon through the night for Cancer Research UK in memory of my dad, who passed away just over a year or so ago. Very, very tough year. Not going to go through all that again, but we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. If you look, no pressure, but if anybody would like to donate, you can scan the QR code on the screen and you can donate to our Just Giving page through there. Also, any super chats that you guys do between now and when we do the walk, including Joseph's that he's just made, we're going to add to the pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll find a way to get it out of the YouTube algorithm and I will make a donation on your behalf, guys, on behalf of the super chats into
the
pot
straight
here.
Away.
So listen, that's not a signal for you to go, oh, super chat. But Connor, thank you very much, mate. Really, really appreciate it. Hey, guys, been watching for a few years, but I want to get started involved in the chat. Wildcard game week 3 didn't go great. Cliver and Cherky hit the post. Mate, like I said to Joseph, you won't be the only one. You will not be there. There will be a lot of game week 3 wildcards that have not gone to plan. But as we always say...
A wildcard is for life, not just for 1 week.
As we always say, the wildcard is for longer term, Connor. It's for longer term. But Connor and Joseph, thank you for the super chats. We will chuck that in the pot. It will all go towards Cancer Research UK, the Shine Night Walk 2026. When are we doing it? What's the date?
The 19th through the 20th. So not next weekend, the weekend after. I am missing Spurs for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. That's two. I've done this twice and both times Spurs have played at home and I've had to miss the game.
Right.
So that shows my commitment to getting this walk done.
If anybody lives in London and wants to meet us somewhere on this route, somewhere between 3 and 5 a.m. with some
bring
snacks.
Bring us some snacks.
Absolutely delighted to see you. We'll be delighted to see you. So we're going to be doing that. Say the date again.
The 19th to the 20th. So we start.
It's quite soon.
I don't know. It's like, yes, it's 2 weeks' time.
It's quite soon, that.
Yeah.
Buy some new trainers or something. I don't know.
But walk some more.
Get some of them. What are them blister things? Them compede
no, I
things?
Bought, no, I bought, some, I bought some. Anti-blister socks. They're guaranteed, Lee.
Oh, shut up. Anti-blister
they
socks.
They are guaranteed
is not, a thing.
not to give you blisters. They're called
Nonsense.
Double-layered running socks, and they are guaranteed, it says, for 1,000 miles not to give you a blister.
Guaranteed.
So there you go. We'll feedback on that.
Never heard anything
on the
20th
as to whether we will be streaming that night on no sleep the night before. God
are
only
we?
Knows. Well, of course we will.
What, so we start Friday night?
No, Saturday night.
We start Saturday night.
Yeah.
We end sometime Monday morning.
Sunday morning.
Morning.
But it'd be early.
And what? We're just going to no sleep throughout the day and come live Sunday night on the back of no sleep?
In the afternoon.
That is going to be a fun live stream, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, we'll quit anything.
Flipping heck. On no sleep.
But I have bought the
socks. 26 miles of walking.
Yeah, yeah.
With the anti-verrucous away.
The anti-blister socks. They're double layered. Our friend Jenny, who I did it with a couple of years ago, she said she did it again last year. She bought these socks. They were great. God. She didn't get any blisters. I was like, right, great, I get them. So I bought a pair for you, a pair for me, and a pair for Craig.
Excellent. All right, Liam Bracey, thank you, mate. We appreciate it. That will go in the pot towards Cancer Research UK. FPL Climber Andrew, thank you, mate. You already support us enough, mate, but thank you. That will go in the pot to Cancer Research UK. So really, really appreciate it. 80K, by the way, Andrew. 80K.
I bet he's not panicked at the wildcard button.
Having best start to the season. Very good. Andrew, have you panic hit the wildcard button or are you good? I'm assuming you haven't panic hit the wildcard button like I have. Sam, let's go on to some of these games. And again, we are, as we try to do every, if not every week, then, you know, on an occasional basis, I like to try and up our game a little bit here when it comes to our graphics, when it comes to how we talk about the story behind the game. And one of the things that I've been doing much more this season, I've always used, as you know, and this is not a hashtag ad, but I've been using Scout for years, right? And you work for Scout, so...
I run Scout.
You run Scout. So, like, we use it all the time. So, listen, it's not a... It is a bit of a plug, but anyway, I've used it for years and years. One thing I've started to use more is the members area, the match centre on game days. Mm-hmm. So on game days, in the match centre, all of this gets updated live. It talks through the story of the game. You can see who's got the bonus points. You can see who's got the top FPL points, see who's got the DEFCONs, all that sort of stuff. If I scroll down a little bit here, you're going to see, and I've got to get used to where these screens are now. If you scroll down a little bit here, look at this. Look, rolling XG.
Has it moved?
There you go. It's doing it. Yeah, remember the stream on here is a little bit behind it. So we've got rolling XG, which again tells a more of a story of the game. So what we're going to try and do, guys, and listen, feedback as usual, get it in the chat. We'd love to hear it. One of the things I'm thinking is maybe some of these names and numbers are a bit small, but if you can read it, great, because I think we are going to talk through these games with the Fantasy Football Scout Match Center live on screen, rather than just the FPL site, as we were doing before, when we could just basically put goals and assists on it. We're going to do the match centre. So we'll be able to talk through the story of a game. That, by the way, is an unbelievable super chat. Thank you. The Smiths 1986. That's Azzy, mate. That is a wonderful super chat. We really appreciate you, mate. Listen to that. As a cancer survivor twice over, thank you. Listen, we know, Azzy, we know your story, mate. And, yeah, we are so happy that you are, you know, happy and well and healthy nowadays, mate. That's absolutely sensational. Yeah, Azzy has beaten it twice. So if anybody deserves to see us go through a little bit of pain with our anti-blister socks, it's Azzy. So yeah, listen, Azzy, for the super chat, mate, that is going in the pot and we appreciate you. Thank you very much indeed.
Again, Lee.
The bloody cable. Can you sort this cable out, please?
Apart from when we do these streams,
right? Put the cable in.
Well, look at it.
It does look a bit bent. That cable. Come on, fix it. We've got so much to get through tonight. They've just been bigging up the match centre, and we can't talk about it because the bloody cables are coming.
You can talk about it. They just can't hear me.
Well,
they don't want to hear about you.
It's you they're here for. Let's be honest. Not the panic wildcarder. Well, I must say, 39K, haven't mentioned that. Did I mention that? 39K?
Do you know what? You're not supposed to mention your overall rank until game week 10.
Oh, 39, Sam.
It's game week 3, Lee.
Are you mad?
Last year, we got to about game week 30 before we started talking about our overall ranks.
39K, I'm talking about it every day. Every day I'm Jeez talking about please. That. 39K. Not going to be like that for years. All right.
You might win FPL.
Please.
Not now, you've panicked wildcard.
George is saying, forget the anti-blister socks, get a new bloody cable. Yeah, you're right, George.
George, I will buy a new cable tomorrow. I'll do it now. I'll do it after this.
Liverpool 2. Let's actually start talking about some FPL, because I think that's what people are here for.
I think they're here to see you suffer for a marathon.
Yeah, Ipswich out XG in Liverpool, as you can see there, by 0.75 to 0.69. But yeah, Liverpool clinical in the first 10 minutes and then manage the game much better than we have done in previous seasons. Obviously, I have some thoughts. What do you think? Yes. What did you make of the game? Cast your mind back to Friday. That much. Okay, good. Excellent. What else did you think?
I paused for a moment to think about where to start with it, because I actually thought that there were moments where Ipswich were attacking quite well, which is backed up by the stats of the XG stuff that they were creating.
Only 0.75.
I know, but they...
Just because it was more than our measly 0.69 doesn't mean they had tons of chances.
No, but they were creative. They were making some chances. You made some chances. Thank God you didn't sell Gakpo. That was my immediate reaction.
Yeah.
Because he's the one making all the difference there. As a Szoboszlai owner, I was disappointed.
You're going to get games like that from Szoboszlai, though?
Yes, I know. And at 7 million, I'm just disappointed. Mm. I'm not angry. I'm just a little bit disappointed.
But for any point one more, you can have Gakpo. And no one in game week one was talking about... was all Verts for 0.5 more than Szoboszlai, wasn't it? No one discussed Gakpo. But so, I guess... Rightly, because he's about to be sold, we all thought.
Yeah.
But now that he's staying, becomes an option, doesn't he?
But so what's going to happen moving forward? Because obviously you've got Barcola, who came off the bench and was extremely lively. For somebody that I thought was going to come in and be not fully fit, because he hadn't had a full pre-season and there was a lot of...
Was he extremely lively?
He was fast and rapid and he was everywhere. And,
right.
And so from that perspective, he was fitter than I thought he was going to be. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I didn't expect him to be quite as fit as he was. So when now, assuming that over the next couple of weeks that we'll start to see Barcola starting games, what does that mean for your setup? As in, what are we expecting to be the change that comes to accommodate him? Is it Victor Munoz that disappears off, or does Gakpo? Because Gakpo does feel like a sensible option, but is he? A sensible option.
Well, the one thing you'd say is that if Barcola comes in and Gakpo gets dropped, say he continues with maybe Munoz on the right, you would feel really hard done by if you were Cody Gakpo, given the way that he started the season. And I think the Liverpool fans would be a bit like, whoa, hold on. Like, it's difficult, isn't it? Because if I think back to last season, I, for one, and Joseph and all the other Liverpool fans that are here in the live stream will say, I'm sure, the same thing. He had his critics, no doubt about it. And I was one of them, for sure, sat here on a few Sundays going, what is Gakpo doing this season?
Yeah.
And what's interesting is, Iriola's come along, and for the first time, okay, it's Ipswich, I get it. I'm not getting overexcited, it's Ipswich. But for the first time in a long time, saw some green shoots of...
Recovery?
Just some green shoots of goodness coming from this team. And let me tell you what I mean by that. So last season, I spoke a lot about the fact that 2-0 was a really dodgy scoreline for us.
Dangerous.
Because what would happen is we'd go 2-0 up in so many games and then we'd just turn off. Like, it's almost like an off switch.
Okay.
And the word I used a lot last season was sleepwalking.
You did.
And we would sleepwalk into going then back to 2-1. We'd then panic and we'd get to 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd sometimes even lose the game after being 2-0 up in the last sort of 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't see that against Ipswich, right? What I saw was 2-0 and then game management. Did Ipswich have some chances? Sure. Yeah, sure. Because we still haven't got a central defensive midfielder that can actually do that job properly, except Trey Anione, who I think has got to play. Honestly, I think he's fantastic, the kid. But McAllister is obviously a much more experienced player and he's playing him there in the six. Notice how quick he was to drop Gravenberch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gravenberch, crap game week one, out the door game week two, on the bench.
Same with Frimpong.
Frimpong, crap game week two, on the bench game week three.
And by the way, much better defensively from you without him.
So Iriola immediately is like, you have a crap game, I've got options. Mm-hmm. You go and sit on the bench. And Arroyo came in and did pretty good at right
did,
back.
He
right?
did do good.
I'm really dodging your question here, but there will be a punchline to this. But the point I'm getting to is that as a team, we are looking... better. I know it's just Ipswich, but actually, even in the previous couple of game weeks, I didn't see as much sleepwalking as I saw last season. I'm seeing more energy. I'm seeing more pressing as a team, pressing as a unit.
Okay.
Last season, they were so unfit because the training was so bad that we just used to flake around in games and it was crap. So the answer to your question is, I actually, after all that, I don't really know.
Oh my
Barkler's
God.
Got
I've
to
had
come
to
in.
Listen to all that for you to say I don't know.
If any Liverpool fan can sit in the chat or in the comments in the live stream and in the replay and tell me who you think our starting wingers are going to be for Fulham, I still think Barkley will be on the bench for okay. Fulham. And I think largely because there's no real reason to rush him in. Gakpo and Munoz was
good,
friggin' lively, by
yeah,
the way.
He was good.
Like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For a player that players that, you know, often take a bit of time to adapt to the Premier League, he's coming and hit the ground running.
Off the three so far, Verts, I know he's not a winger, but Verts, Munoz and Gakpo, Verts has been the worst.
Verts has been the worst.
Of those three, he has.
Yeah, he's playing a different position to the other two, isn't he?
Appreciate.
He's had a difficult start to season. I'm still not going to start Verts bashing, right? He lost possession a lot against Ipswich. And he is. There was some ridiculous stat I saw on Twitter after the Ipswich game about how he's lost the ball the most in the Premier League or something. It's like, well, he's played a game more than pretty much every other, like 18 other clubs. And he gets on the ball a lot, right? And they just kind of like bullied him. Do I think he needs to get on the weights a bit more? Yes, I do. Do I think you should sell him in FPL? Yes, I do.
But would you sell him for Gakpo or Barcola or somebody else other than Liverpool? Because that Fulham game, given how awful Fulham have been, is really attractive.
Well, particularly on their right-hand side. Notice in the Palace game this weekend, who scored? Tyrick Mitchell?
Yeah.
And bloody Ben Chilwell.
Yeah. And Palace
bloody have been, Ben Chilwell.
But also, Palace have been rubbish as well.
Yeah.
We had two bad teams playing each other and Fulham were got at a lot down.
But the point
side.
Is their left-backs were scoring.
Yeah.
So that left-hand side, so Fulham's right side of defence.
Well, I'm
looks,
not going Kirkes, but...
I don't think you'd go Kirkes, but you would say going to that Fulham... If you were free-hitting in four, you'd go, well, I'll have whoever's left-wing for Liverpool, please.
So that's the question. Is it Gakpo?
We don't know. We don't know, do we? Oh. We don't know.
But it surely is Gakpo. It
has
must
to
be Gakpo.
What we've seen so far this season. It has to be. Notice how he and others were getting their head up and looking for Isak quickly, getting the ball to him, punching the ball into him.
But Gakpo can play up front. And I'm not saying that he should play instead of him. Can he play in a 10? Has he ever
not
played in a 10?
Really, no, not really. He's played 9 before, right? But I don't think he can play
can't
in a
really
10.
Play the 10, no. Which is a shame, because if he could play the 10, you could have Barker on the left, you could have Munoz on the right and Gakpo in the 10.
I tell you what is interesting, what happens to Verts when Ekitike comes back. Because if Ekitike comes back, he ain't taking Isak's place at the minute, because Alex is just getting going, isn't he? He's just getting going.
Well, he looked like he found himself, didn't he?
And notice a lot of the comments from Iriola after the game in his post-match were talking about, we did better getting the ball early to our number 9. Our game is about getting the ball early to our number 9.
I've got to open the door, sorry.
It's getting hot, isn't it? Yeah, it's getting hot. So for me, that's like, okay, well, that I take from that we're building our attack around Isak. So Isak in FPL, any thoughts?
Yeah. I said last week that I was, particularly in the Q&A with Az on Thursday, there were a lot of people saying, I need to get hard and I'm going to sell Isak. And I was saying, I don't think you should sell Isak this week. We've seen green shoots over game week one, game week two. And I know you were a bit hard on him after game week one because he didn't take the penalty and everything else. And I was like, well, I'm not sure that wasn't a strategy given where he was and all of the pressure of playing at St. James's and everything else. Moving forward into this week, I thought it was a really good fixture for him. And it was. He started the game like a rocket. Everyone's looking for him now. He's got actual players feeding him the ball in a way that we haven't had.
But the system is feeding him the ball.
I know that.
Yeah.
In a way that it wasn't last year. So even when he was fit last year, we weren't necessarily seeing that. So I think he's a really decent option, especially going into the game against Fulham. Like, the Liverpool fixtures do remain nice. It's not like Liverpool's... We haven't missed the boat. I think that's what I'm trying to say with Liverpool.
Let's have a look at these Liverpool fixtures and let's talk about these. I can flash them up on the screen. So I actually have them fifth bottom for fixtures over the next five. So Fulham at home next in four, which looks great. Bournemouth away, tricky. Then the City game. Brentford away, tricky. Brighton at home in game week 8.
But the City
game, you have to say it's mixed. I don't think you can say they continue to look good.
The City game skews it, and City defensively have been all over the place. Even Coventry could have scored against Man City this weekend. They had some good opportunities in that one. So that City game, there's definitely goals available for Liverpool against City.
But you're not paying, as Steve is saying in the chat, you're right, Steve, you're not paying 9 million for a striker with no pens. The no pens kills it, doesn't it? If he was on pens, you'd absolutely have a look. I think you would. In that Liverpool attack, given how bad we are defensively, have to attack.
I think part of the problem with Liverpool is that you know with Isak that you're getting a starter. Whereas if you go for a Gakpo or a Munoz or a Barcola, I think there's always, over the short term, over those next 5 weeks, there's always going to be a slight niggly doubt at the back of your head as to whether they're going to get the start. Whereas with Isak, because Ekitike's out, you know he's going to start.
Yeah. I think given that I'll be taking 3 free transfers through my wildcard, I can afford to have a little bit of fun, not too much, but a little bit of fun on my wildcard. If we knew that Barkley was starting against Fulham, I'd probably have a little punt on that. If I was free hitting, next week, I would have a little punt on Buckler there. Because even if he doesn't start, he's coming on at some stage against a tired Fulham, even for half hour.
Mm.
Hand on heart, I don't think he starts against Fulham. So for those of you that are thinking, you know, he's come on now, he's the big money signing, he's got a start, I still think he'll be managed in for Fulham. But I think they'll possibly be targeting that City game. I would like to see him get some minutes again in a Champions League in midweek, which will be home from home for him, right? You know, the hustle and bustle of the Premier League.
Won it a couple of times.
Won't be quite the same in the Champions League, you wouldn't have thought. Then we've got to play you in the Carabao Cup, haven't we, at Anfield? So hopefully he gets a few minutes there as well.
Yeah.
Gives Porro a bit of a hard time.
No one gives Pedro a hard time.
So that's enough about Liverpool. Ipswich, anything to discuss? Diop coming up with the DEFCON right at the end. Leif Davis with a couple of opportunities, but not really in the right areas where you'd want him.
I don't think that's... there were a couple of moments where I was like, you're in the right position and could have got something.
Palacios, 19 DEFCONs, it says in the Match Centre. I missed that. Yeah, 19.
I think you don't have to... like, let's be real. Like, Leif Davis, Diop, if you've got those guys,
yeah,
they're your budget defenders. They're fine. Like, that's fine.
What about them as a team to target, though? Because I thought they were quite open against us a lot of the time.
They do give up a lot of chances.
They do like to play, and that is not always the right thing.
It can be dangerous. It can be dangerous.
I think you can target them still.
I think you can. I think you can. But I also think that they're fine to hold if you've got cheap defenders from there.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move it on. So I'm not used to doing this. I've got to find the right... right, where's the right window? So I've got to go here. I've got to go to all fixtures. So I've got to go back one. It'll do it. And then there we go. Where would you like to go next, Sam? Look at all this data we've got. Look at this data.
Should we talk about Spurs?
If you like. I mean, we've got to do the big one at some stage, haven't we, from today.
Would you want to do that next?
Well, you've got a lot of extra little slides on that. So do you want to do Spurs, quickly get that out of the way, and then do Arsenal-Chelsea? Let's do that. Go on, let's do that.
20 minutes later, Sam's still talking about Spurs.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking we'll get to an hour done and we're still going, oh, well, Mudrick's a good option. Right,
Mudrick?
Forest nil,
Spurs. Nobody's thinking Musher is.
Listen, honestly. Forest nil, Spurs nil. Do you feel a bit hard done by?
Yes.
If you're a Forest fan?
I feel hard done by.
Knew I'd get you with that. How do you feel hard done by? How the hell is a Spurs fan be feeling hard done by?
Because I think we deserve to call in this game. We definitely did not deserve to lose this game. Definitely not.
Okay.
We definitely didn't deserve to lose this game.
Because you got, what, 1.06 XG?
Do the Nottingham Forest fans feel hard done by? Yes. Should they feel hard done by? Probably still the answer is yes. However...
is it a handball or not? What do you make of it?
I think it's a handball. But I might be biased.
No, really. Right, so here's my thoughts.
If you do my that thoughts, in so the my box...
thoughts,
that...
right? My thoughts are, it is a handball. It does touch his forearm.
Yeah.
But...
the rule is...
but...
the rule is...
it is not a clear and obvious error by the referee.
The
fact the referee has given the goal, and then they have to forensically look at it for 5 minutes and slow it down to the minutest frame by frame... that therefore means it cannot be a clear and obvious error.
I don't disagree with you at all.
So we're talking about the bar and how high or low this fucking bar is.
I don't disagree. But what I will say is the rules of football are, if the attacking player, and it's why, and I understand it more why people are annoyed about it, because of what happened with Harry Maguire the week before.
Yeah.
If you are going...
oh, the Harry Maguire, like, yeah.
Yeah. So if... but the rules of the game are, if the attacking player handles the ball within the goal area, the goal cannot stand. So the attacking player in this instance does touch the ball with his hand. It is entirely accidental, but his hand is there. So if your hands are there, it is what it is. Fine. But it does make a mockery of what happened with Manchester United and Harry Maguire in game week one, I think that was, wasn't it? Was that game week two?
But
I can't remember.
VAR is only used for clear
and never
obvious
used,
errors.
But it's not now, though, is it? Really, it isn't. They say that it is, but it isn't. They check every goal.
I think you've been a bang unlucky if you're Nico Williams' owner. And by the way, I thought he was fantastic, Nico Williams.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't disagree.
Him and Gibbs-White were bang on radar for me going into this game week. Now, we've got away with one here because Nico's got the clean sheet, but Morgan Gibbs-White's got nothing out of
it. Well, he would have assisted the Nico goal.
Would have been the assist, for sure.
Yeah.
But going forward, again, let's just flick very quickly back to... God, so many screens here, Sam. So much data.
I bought you a load of screens in, new ones.
Back to the fixture ticker.
Wait till you see my graphics.
Back to the fixture ticker. Forest, Aston Villa away next, who, yeah, I think... Let's just say hit and miss, to say the least. Coventry at home after that. Crystal Palace away. Then, of course, it's Arsenal at home in seven. But then Ipswich away after that? Bloody hell. The reason they're halfway, and you can see this on YouTube, you won't be able to see this on the podcast. The reason they are halfway down that list and not right at the top is for two reasons. One is the Arsenal game in seven.
Yeah.
And one is the Aston Villa away game is probably, according to the Fantasy Football Scout ticker,
it probably needs a relook.
Categorised a bit harder than probably it is in reality right now, if yeah. I'm being kind. So I think the next, what, the next one, two, three, four of the next five for Forest look insane. So going into my wild card, I don't want Harry Maguire anymore near my team. We'll talk about United in a minute, but I just don't want him. Him to Nico Williams just seems sensible, no?
Yeah, I mean, Forest have looked good, to be fair. Forest have looked good. Every week. They've been in good form. They've played well. Gibbs-White's been good. He's on penalties. Nico Williams is attacking. Defensively, they've also looked solid.
Do you think Nico... So one of the things that put me off with Nico was
Daniel Munoz.
But one of the things that's made me feel more positive about Nico, two things. One is he signed a new contract until 2030, a couple of days ago. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
All over their socials. So happy days. Well done, Nico. And when Munoz came on... in the game just played, it was for Ola Aina and not for Nico Williams. So for me, as a potential Nico Williams owner on wildcard, I've got a reasonable degree of confidence that he's still going to keep
okay.
that left back. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And with those fixtures, given that they're defending pretty well, and he was high as anything. He was joining in with the... He was Calafiori-esque in this game against you lot. He's popping up in the box all over the place.
Yeah, Nico Williams is good. We know this. We've known this before. Last season, Forest were a bit hit and miss, to say the least, with the amount of managers that they had.
Mm.
But this season, they've got a really good manager in charge. Glasner is really, really good. He's a really good manager.
Did you see the... I keep interrupting you. I appreciate it. We know that I'm the waffler in this relationship. You see the... I've signed a new contract. Here's my video. You see the video? It's like, you know, remember when Morgan Gibbs-White was going to go to Spurs and it was just like, it had him next to Marinakis and he was going, yes, I'm really happy to be staying here at Forest, like he was under duress. Nico was a bit like that with his video. Yeah. He was a bit like, I'd like to thank Mr. Marinakis and...
Who's all standing the right behind the camera, by the way, I'm pretty sure, glaring at him.
And the best I can do now is the best for the team and thank you, Mr. Marinakis, you are the best, love you. It's just like, yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
They're all frightened to death of him, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm so hot, Leon, I can't find a hairband.
So, I can't do much about that, I'm afraid.
If I open the door a bit more.
Yeah. So, Nico on radar for me, as is Morgan Gibbs-White. Come on, then. Spurs hard done by is how you started this topic of conversation.
Yeah, I feel like we were hard done by.
Why, how, who, what and when? How are you hard done by in this game?
We had some very good opportunities. Maybe we haven't been hard done by, but we had some good... But this one... So I've sat for a lot of crap for two...
From me or
and
from...
For you for 22 years. With Spurs for a couple of years.
That's horrible, that.
Has been 22 horrible. Years now we've been together.
I know, but you didn't need to say it like that. Didn't what? Need to announce the 22 years being together with us sat for a lot of your crap.
Well, a lot of guff and waffle then, we'll say. Okay, 22 years of guff and waffle from you. Couple of years of crap from Spurs, apart from a shiny trophy in the middle of it. But... This game, so game week one, god awful. Game week two, 60 minutes, good.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes, rubbish.
Not good, yeah.
Game week three.
Go on.
I didn't expect much going into this one.
You take a point, don't you?
My expectations were low. I thought, I play Van Heek because I got defensive problems. don't really want to play Bobby Thomas against Man City. Spoiler alert, should have played Bobby Thomas against Man City.
Why? He didn't come off before the clean? No.
You know, he got DEFCON.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Got four.
You got Van Hecker though here, didn't you?
Yeah, but I have also had Leif Davis, who got one. Okay. And I got Roden, right? So I thought, well, I better play Van Hec. Now, in my head, I was thinking the last 2 weeks, Van Hec has missed DEFCON by one. So hopefully,
you might get it
against the Forest team, there's going to be attacking. We might get some DEFCON, and then that'll be okay if he gets four. I wasn't exactly sure what the starting 11 would be. I was really hoping that Kudus would be fit enough to start. So then we could have Kudus on the right, Savio on the left, Marmoush through the middle. And then I was thinking, hang on a minute now. Hang on.
Pace.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. I've got some speed. I've got some playing. There's people that can kick a football.
No one can finish, but you know, got pace.
But Tell wouldn't have been there and that would be an improvement. So, however, that's not exactly what we got, but we did get a lot of Kudus off the bench, which was nice again. So I think we're building up to that.
Right.
Marmoush has a couple of really good opportunities. One in the first half where it goes just wide of the post. And I was like, oh, Omar, that was the one. And then there's one at the death right towards the end of the game.
He's got to pass it to Kudus, isn't he?
Well, there's two options, Lee. We've got three options. One is the shot. It's not an option, Omar. Omar, if you're watching, bad.
But,
you made the wrong thing. But I understand it because he wants to get off the score sheet and I understand.
You can't. He's the striker now.
Yes.
You want your striker to be looking for goals.
I do.
You can't have a whinge at him if he's having a shot.
No, that's true. But also, I will have a little whinge if you don't open your eyes and have a look.
Yeah. So because did Deserby, by the way.
Because you got...
Called him out, didn't
you? You got Kudus. You can see him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got Robbo, who says something to him as he runs past him. So he knows that they're both there and they're both options. And I think either to Robbo or Kudus, I think it's a goal.
Yeah. So who are you picking in FPL then?
Well, I've got Van Hec.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Van Hec.
Sure.
Because I actually don't mind the Spurs fixtures we've got coming up.
Two bonus points for Van Hec, according to the Fantasy Football Scout Match Centre.
Yeah, got eight, which was lovely. Take that. And I've got Kinski. I'm also going to stick with Kinski. I'm not making any goalkeeper subs because I haven't panicked wildcarded. So the goalkeepers will stay as they are.
Okay.
I am looking.
God, Mickey van der Ven had a 0.52 XG.
Oh, did you
chance.
See it? Did
I don't
you see
remember
it?
In highlights,
it's a head.
No.
It's a header. He gets in front of Sells at the front post.
Cool. That's
it's
why these.
Corner.
Oh yes, I do remember it. Yeah. That's why these rolling XG. I really like this rolling XG in the Fantasy Football Scout Match Center. We should have used this before. I really like this because this just tells the
it's
story
new.
Of the game.
It's only
yeah,
new for
I like
this season.
It. I like it because there you go. Yeah, a 0.52 XG. Mickey van der Ven opportunity. Look at that. Look at the graph. That's what that means when that big purple bar is going up there. That means that is a high XG
chance.
Yeah, yeah. Big chance.
Yes,
yeah,
it's from a corner. I think I am looking at the attackers, though, because I do think, and I know it's a little bit Spursy biasy, and I'm not going to go there now. I'm going to wait.
Fine.
Because I do think that once we get off the mark, all three of them are playing regularly together, that we will see a lot of goals in that team. I just think we have to be patient with it and wait for it to come. But
you're
every
not doing
week
anything
has got
yet, though,
better.
Are you? You haven't scored yet.
No, I know that. That's what I just said. Right. Did you listen or were you just...
No, I was looking at the rolling XG charts.
No, I know you were. You weren't listening. You do this. You don't listen to me. You're looking at
the
charts.
Can we move on from Spurs now? No one's buying Spurs, are they? No one's buying Spurs. I'm selling, if anything.
It's because you bought the wrong one, though.
Probably getting rid of Kinski and Robbo, to be honest with you.
Such a
get
loser.
Get rid of both. Get rid of both. And getting Forest. Let's go to the game from today, Sam. Let's go to Arsenal versus Chelsea.
I was going
to
make a joke then about Everton.
Well, we got to do that as well, right? But let's go Arsenal versus Chelsea because this was a very good game indeed. I tweeted halfway through the game, I think might even have been at halftime, that I haven't enjoyed it. Like, obviously, I enjoy most football that I watch, and Liverpool actually been reasonably enjoyable so far this season. Not last season. But generally speaking, over the course of the last couple of years, the football has been a bit hard to watch sometimes, hasn't it? Let's be honest. This season, though, I think it started like a house on fire, generally speaking, the Premier League. And this game, I think it's the best of the lot. So
this
far.
Game was fantastic.
A great game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And actually, I thought it was going to be closer than the XG suggests. So the XG was 2.1 to Arsenal and 0.35 to Chelsea. I thought it felt closer than that, the XG suggests, just from the eye test. I thought Chelsea put in what I thought was actually a pretty good shift. But what do you make of the game? Because there's loads of FPL assets to talk about here, right?
I thought it was a fantastic game. Best game I've watched in a very, very long
really
time.
Good.
I loved the fact that Chelsea just came and went, so what? You're the champion, so what? We're going to play our game.
They're going to be like that this year, though, aren't
I
they, Chelsea?
Like that. But from an FPL perspective, isn't that exactly what we want?
Well, I think it helps us to invest in the right players at Chelsea, because I'm looking at the wild card this week and going, okay, well, they've got Hull at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to target that game. I've got João Pedro already. I'm going to add another, at least one more attacker.
At least.
Probably won't buy any defenders.
Fair.
Haven't thought about that yet.
No, I wouldn't.
But I probably wouldn't. But that's what they're about, Chelsea. They're the great entertainers at the minute. I mean, listen, I'm the first one to sit here and be negative about Chelsea. Anyone wants me to be negative about Chelsea? I'm very happy to be. Very happy. But I tell you what, not today. I was really impressed with them.
Yeah.
Because they went for the jugular.
They came and they had a go. And I like the balls of that. I like the fact that they've come and they've gone, okay, well, we're Chelsea and we're not going to be scared of you. And we're not going to come and compromise our style of play just because you always keep a clean sheet at home. No, we're going to have a go at it. And I like that from Chelsea. And I was hoping that we would watch this game. And we said to each other, didn't we, as we were approaching the end of this game, I was hoping that at the end of this game, I'd be able to go, it's these two from Chelsea and it's these two from Arsenal. And that's what I'm doing.
Mm.
Instead, I got to the end of it and I was like, okay, well, I know I want lots from both of these teams, but I still couldn't tell you exactly who, because as a Calafuri owner, I know that most of you are Calafuri owners, he's great. I'm not doing anything about him. Yes, he got an early sub today. Yes, we'll see that a lot. Yes, the Champions League's kicking in. There is a ready-made replacement in Hinkabe. Fine. But I'm still not going to sell him because, I mean, he was basically in the number 10 for most of that game today.
He's unlucky not to score today, wasn't he? That goal chalked off, yeah.
Yeah. And even if that one didn't go, there were other opportunities during that game where he could easily have got something. So he's a hold. So the big question then is, I know that you've gone for Konsa on your wild card. And one of the reasons why I have dealt with or kept Roden through a price drop is because I didn't want an early wild card. And I didn't really know whether I wanted Konsa or not, because I wasn't sure if I'd want to sell Solis or not.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure if I didn't want to sell Solis. Well, how was I going to get Saka if I've got Calafuri and Konsa already? So I just kind of thought, well, I'll wait it out. And I've got to the end of the game and I'm still not sure that the double Arsenal defence is exactly what I want, because I was so impressed by the way that Arsenal attacked today. Solis down one side was quieter, but still good when he was involved. Down the other side, Ødegaard was just everywhere and involved with everything. And Saka looks brilliant again. So I'm...
Well, look, you've done a couple of graphics here. So it feels like a reasonable time to bring these up. So Saka versus Ødegaard, I think is for sure going to be a conversation. I went with Ødegaard in game week one and he's been great, right? He's probably one of the main reasons I'm up in 39k rather than at sort of 200k, because the difference between Ødegaard and Solis now is a couple of goals versus a couple of assists.
Yes.
And by the way, even today, I know Solis gets the assist for the goal, but a shout out to Kai Havertz, because the dummy to allow it to run for Ødegaard is really, really good. But as I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, when I picked Ødegaard for game week one and we did a live stream, one of the reasons I went for him in the end was, I think you can see whenever they play, he's so involved with everything that if he gets an assist or a goal, it's all like, it's not guaranteed free bonus points, but pretty much is.
Well, yeah.
Particularly in a game like this where they've conceded a goal, I never for 1 minute thought, I'm losing those free bonus points for Ødegaard. He's got them locked, absolutely locked. And if you look at the stats from today, okay, Saka.
They're the same for goals.
In fact, this is not today. This is from this is for the season so
this
far.
This is the first three games.
Including game week one to three.
Yeah.
Saka's racking up more XG, probably most of it in game week two, right? 1.53 to Ødegaard's 0.98. But even 0.98 over three games, not bad.
No.
For Ødegaard, we take that, right? And when you look at the XA, Ødegaard's at 1.05 compared to Saka's 0.34. So by the time you add them both together, they're not a million miles away, I don't think.
No, for XGI, it's quite similar.
Ish. Touches, Ødegaard's 192 to Saka's 195. So they're equally as involved, but Ødegaard's got he's receiving more passes than Saka is. And Saka's got three more penalty area touches than Ødegaard has. But the point I think this graphic is trying to make, and you tell me because you put it together, is that you've got two quite similar looking assets here, except for the fact there's 3 million between them.
That's exactly the point I was going to make. And if you go to the next slide, this is just Ødegaard from today.
Yeah.
Now, these graphics have come from the Game Week Live page on FFS. So if you go over there and go on the Game Week Live page, you'll see basically a breakdown of what's happened across the game week. Ødegaard appears high. Saka doesn't appear on any of these.
Big chances created, Ødegaard too. Expected assists, Ødegaard from today.
This is today.
0.88.
Well, the weekend. Yeah.
In one game. Ødegaard, baseline BPS 26 for Ødegaard. So, yeah, look, he's so involved. He's such a fundamental part of what they're doing this season at Arsenal. All right, he gets hauled again early, gets dragged off early
Champions
in the game.
Champions League midweek, though.
They're protecting him, aren't they? They're protecting him. And again, as an owner, I look at that two ways. One is I kind of tut and roll my eyes and go, oh, he's only got to 70 minutes again. But deep down, I'm like, he's so important to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he's wrapping him in cotton. Well, he knows what can happen if he flogs him.
Yep.
He'll break again.
Yeah.
So let's just protect him. And it's just like, okay, well, I want an FPL asset. I like my FPL assets to play all the X-Mins, right? But equally, if I'm going to get this sort of output from Martin Ødegaard in 70 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
Because by the, if you added another, what, 20% to this?
Yeah.
20%? No, so, another 20 minutes worth of this data.
Yes.
Because, he'd be flying ahead in everything.
Because one of the stats I didn't put on the other one, which I nearly put on, I just didn't have a line for it, was that obviously Saka's been subbed off twice. Ødegaard's been subbed off in all three matches. So in terms of minutes played, Saka has played more minutes than Ødegaard this season.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
obviously yeah. then, again, skews the data somewhat.
It's great value, Ødegaard,
but
the, isn't it?
But this is the point. I think this is my slight issue here, because Solis is good value. I think he's good value. He's looked all right.
He's looking
last
all right,
week.
Yeah.
Had a, it was a nightmare. This week, look good again. So I'm happy to hold him. But if I hold him and I'm holding Calafuri, I've got one spot left.
Look, just on Solis. Give me your thoughts on him, because you own him. I don't.
Yeah. I mean,
a bit more aggressive this week?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Last week he was pretty aggressive. It led to a yellow card and...
Yeah, but he was aggressive.
He was in a tug of war with Matt Cash last week.
Cash had him in his back pocket, and I think there was a bit of frustration because genuinely, Cash had a great, really good game against him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
This week, a bit more aggressive, but in the right ways. I know he got booked, but it wasn't for aggression. He got booked because he was asking for another player to get booked, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He got booked for that, which is kind of stupid. But still, yeah, like involved. If it wasn't like if Ødegaard wasn't having such a great start to the season, I think the graphic you'd have put together was, is Solis worth the saving over Saka for 3 million? But well, I kind of think we're doing the comparison.
Yeah, I think we are doing the comparison because they've got the same amount of goals. So because Ødegaard and Saka have kind of... Look, as a Solis owner, I'm not looking at it thinking he's a massive... I know that a lot of people on Wildcard last week sold Solis because... 0 pointer hauled at half time, all of that jazz.
Yeah,
I never felt like it was too much of an issue. I always felt like I'd see him start today. I wasn't worried about it.
No,
I just think that he's important, and I like the value. And I'm looking at that and thinking, well, I could have you and Ødegaard, and that would.
Do you think that's an option?
Yeah, so double Arsenal attack, I think, is an option. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay. the thing that
the 2.65 though, and Konsa presumably. Well, can't
no, I'd keep Calafuri.
Yeah, okay.
I'd keep Calafuri because I think if you're having the 2.65s, you've got loads of money.
Yeah, probably.
So it's not that's not really an issue, is
yeah.
it? But I think the broader question is that I thought at the end of today, my gut feeling is I'd come out of today's match thinking I want to keep Calafuri. I need to find Saka money, and then I'll get Konsa. But Konsa actually isn't a massive bonus for me because it's just rodent, so it's not really a.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm not saving any money.
All right. Tell me about Palmer versus Rodgers then for Chelsea, because one of the dilemmas I guess I'm going to have on my wild card is, again, a bit like the Saka and Ødegaard or the Saka versus Solis and the extra money you've got to find. You know, you've got to find, you know, there's a significant amount between Rodgers and Palmer. Is it a couple of million or 0.15?
It's two.
Well, what's Palmer?
9.5.
He's not, okay, so it's 2 million between the two. Okay, so there you go. So it's 2 million between the two. And actually, again, Rodgers gets the goal today. Palmer, although he's looking lively, right? I'm not by any stretch of imagination saying he's a bad asset in a team that definitely is clicking from an attacking perspective.
Yeah.
The three of them have got the chemistry, haven't they?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah,
him
yeah,
and
yeah.
Morgan have, without a doubt. And João Pedro's just in
there.
They're
best mates, aren't they?
Palmer. Yeah, and João Pedro's just can't believe his luck. He's got all this creativity around him. So for me on wildcard this week, I mean, not doing anything with João Pedro, he's going to stay. It's like, well, do I go with Rodgers or do I go with Palmer? Here's a question for you. Money, no object.
You'd have all three.
Same price.
Oh.
If Palmer, just Palmer and Rodgers. We're accepting that I think João Pedro's a keep, right? But just Palmer and Rodgers, if they were the same money, both 7.5, who would you have?
Palmer for the Pens.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So what is it we're saying? We're saying, but is, do you the want pen's the penalty taken for 2 million is what we're saying.
Yeah, our pen's worth 2 million in FPL. Yeah.
Because the way that I looked at that game today and the way that I've watched Chelsea so far this season, yeah, they'll get pens. And if Palmer takes them, and by the way, we don't know this.
No, we don't.
Could be Pedro, but could we're be. Assuming it's Palmer. Yeah. I think it is. If they get a penalty, Palmer takes it. Okay, fine. You have to accept it. That's what you pay the premium 2 million for. But in an open play goal, stylistically, you couldn't put your finger on which one of them three would score it right now. When you'd say they'd all got pretty much an equal chance of getting involved with the goal, and if one of them scores, a reasonable chance that the other one gets an assist.
In an ideal world, you'd own all three of them.
Do you think that's overkill for Chelsea?
Did you watch them today?
Yeah, sure, but they only got 0.3 XG.
But he was against the Arsenal defence.
Okay, well, what are you saying? Did you watch them today, or are you saying it was Arsenal?
If they go and... if they play like they did today, which they will, because it's how they play, because it's a case of the defence isn't very good, so we've got to score more than we concede with Chelsea. So they will go out every game and be attacking. They will not play Arsenal every week. So they will be given up more chances by other clubs in the coming weeks. Mm. So the graphic you've got on screen now, if you want to do this for yourself, you can go into the FPL toolkit on Scout website, and it will allow you to make comparisons. So this one is comparing goal attempts. So the blue dots are shots on goal, the green dots are big chances.
It's Palmer on the left and it's Rodgers on the right.
Correct. Okay. So you'll see that Rodgers and Palmer have had the same amount of big chances, but Palmer has had more shots than Rodgers.
Okay.
And then if you compare it to the next slide, you've got chances created.
Okay.
Rodgers has created more chances than Palmer has. So it takes us a little bit...
Look where he's creating those chances from as well.
Yeah.
Morgan Rodgers has created 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in and around, very, very close, to, either in the box or very, very close to, whereas Palmer's got 2 there. He's creating a bit more from deep, isn't he? Whereas Rodgers is getting the high XA chances created, right?
He's the one that will probably more likely assist João Pedro because he's creating them around the box where you'll find João Pedro. It's a really difficult one. But again, the reason I picked these two stats or these two graphics is because it takes us back to the same conversation we were having about Saka and Odegaard, because you're actually looking at two very similar assets in terms of the number of chances they've had. And it's XG versus XA again. But we're talking about 2 million in different price points. Now, 2 million, you save 2 million by having Rodgers over Palmer, and you also then go and save a couple of million by having Odegaard over Saka, and suddenly
that 4 million is
that's Isak up top that everyone just told me I can't have.
Yeah. Or not having to sell Bruno.
Or not selling Bruno. But I could have a front three of João Pedro, Haaland and Isak if I have those guys.
Yeah, you could.
Like, legitimately.
So what we're saying is you've got at the minute how it feels, and it's only three game weeks of data, but it's feeling like there is a £4 million premium for the penalty takers. £5 million premium.
For
the safety net of penalties.
Yeah, and we're not even sure Saka's 100% on pens, because we've seen other people take pens at Arsenal.
We've
seen him give them up.
I'll tell you what would be interesting, if you've got... if either Odegaard or João Pedro pops up and takes a penalty with the other lad on the pitch at the same time over the next couple of weeks, that will put a cat amongst the pigeons.
But I think what we can safely say is that you could, because we've already think we've got the penalty taker in Szoboszlai. If we can keep Bruno and have, and the problem is we're getting a lot of midfielders here, because we then, you know, if we keep Morgan Rodgers, so we get Morgan Rodgers and Odegaard and Bruno and Szoboszlai, that's a cheaper midfield than most people have currently got.
Yeah, you stick Gross in there as well. It's very affordable. Suddenly you can have Isak, can't you?
So suddenly you've got Isak, Haaland and João Pedro comfortably up top. Plus, you don't have to have the 4.5 goalkeeper. You can have a premium goalkeeper. So,
interesting, isn't it? Interesting.
And this is why I still think, and you won't like me for saying this, and I'm sorry for it, but this is why I still think the wildcard is a little bit early, because I think in another 2 weeks' time, as we hit the international break, we might be a bit clearer on whether that Rodgers and Palmer thing, I'm going to punt. I'm almost certainly going to punt on the cheaper ones.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong...
It's not feeling like a punt this week, is it?
No, you're right. Yeah. So I'm going to do it, but I've got the fallback of the wildcard in a few weeks' time, if I'm wrong.
If you're wrong. Yeah, okay. All right. Listen, great game. The only other thing I will say... I thought that and I know he got a plus two on defensive contributions, but I thought that if you jump early on Lacroix in this game and put him under pressure, he didn't look massively comfortable on the ball in this Chelsea system, Lacroix. Mm. Listen, it's Arsenal. They're elite. They press better than most teams in the world press. But just look out for that.
I think he's got second every that. Week, Lacroix. I think I might...
Yeah, I think he has. Listen, it's not... Just something I noticed. All right, very good game. Enjoyed that. And enjoy. Thank you for the slides. Enjoy them graphics. People saying we're going down a stats rabbit hole here. We've never had this level of stats in FPL Family, people are saying. I'm enjoying the level of stats.
Just, you know.
Actual FPL insight here, guys. Do you know what? In three game weeks, we've gone from talking about our cat having an FPL team to
actual stats.
And do you know who's to blame for that? Fantasy Football Scout. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Right, what else can we discuss? Listen, Sam, we've done three games. We've been going an hour. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I did tell you we wouldn't get them all done. I don't think we have to talk about every game.
We don't.
Don't put us under pressure to talk about every game, because we've also got to talk about Harry Cat.
Okay. I'm not putting us
Wouldn't
under any
be
pressure.
Great if when we started talking about Harry's team, he appeared.
Yeah. What game do you want to discuss then?
I think we should probably talk about Manchester United.
Go on then, do that quickly. Do you know who I am considering on the wild card?
Who?
Because, again, looking at the bit of a fixtures play. I'm jumping about, guys.
From
Sorry
Manchester
for the
United,
YouTubers.
You're going to say somebody?
No.
From Everton?
The Everton fixtures coming up next. Spurs.
Right.
Say nothing more. Ipswich.
You.
Hull. And then Chelsea and Arsenal. The next three for Everton look very, very
Spurs,
good indeed.
Spurs, then Hull?
Ipswich.
Spurs, Ipswich, Hull.
Spurs, Ipswich, Hull.
Would it
next
wait
three
for a
Everton.
Week then and just do it next week?
Sure. Or get on it. Who do you think that I'm considering? One of my favourites from last year?
Dewsbury Hall. Why do you like Dewsbury Hall so
Come
much?
Come on. Why would you not like Dewsbury Hall so much? Absolutely sensational. I'm also considering Tierno Barry as well. I know Barry didn't get on a score sheet in this game, but... Listen, he missed a gilt-edge header, and I think it was the first half here against Manchester United. He missed a big, big chance, and that will contribute to some of that 1.01 XG that they racked up against United here. I thought they looked all right, Everton. Unbelievable goals, right? The first goal from... Who scored the first goal? Remind me. It wasn't Maitland-Niles. He got the second one. Tyreek George, wasn't it? Tyreek George with the first goal. Great hit. Beats the keeper at the near post. I don't think you can say anything about Le Mans, but... The Maitland-Niles goal in particular, the way that he hits that with the inside of his foot, curling it into the top, it was just an unbelievable hit. Really, really good hit.
Are you feeling all right? You're talking nicely about Everton.
Yeah, I should have checked myself there, shouldn't I, mate?
Can you just behave? You're sat there in a Liverpool shirt.
When you see the goal from Ainsley Maitland-Niles, if you haven't seen it yet.
I have seen it now, yeah.
You just like, yeah, Liverpool fan or not, you just go and just be like, yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. So yeah, looking at Tierno Barry, just because he's super cheap, he's 5.6 as a forward.
Yeah, but you go Rodgers and...
If I go Rodgers and Erdegaard, then I don't need to go cheap. But if I need
get
to go cheap, I'm having a look at
Never mind the wrong side of Merseyside, get the right one.
All right. Well, listen, Everton they're on radar with those fixtures.
Nah, next week they're getting destroyed.
Tell me about Manchester United. But before I do, another fantastic super chat. Thank you so much for these super chats tonight, guys. This is a really, really nice one as well from CW1180. Thank you very much for the super chat. Just says, great cause. My grandfather just finished chemotherapy. So listen, CW, I hope...
Fingers crossed he's okay.
Hope your grandfather is on the road to recovery, mate. It's a long old road, and the roads don't always end well, but often they do. Often they do because of people supporting great causes like Cancer Research UK. And that super chat, we will throw that in the pot, mate. So thank you very much, CW, for that super chat. That is really, really great. And yeah, love and love and everything else to your granddad. Hope he gets well. Yeah, I hope he gets well. Manchester United, though. Go on. What can you say about those guys?
Well, I think we have to talk about them because they were a high sell this week. A lot of managers, not necessarily
so.
Because they wanted to sell. I think this is the point, isn't it? And this is why I couldn't get my head around the Game Week 3 wildcard. Because a lot of people were saying, well, I don't really want to sell my Manchester United assets, but I'm going to do it anyway because I had a plan. And it was kind of that, it was that sort of stubbornness that I do sometimes. It's like, well, no, I've got a plan. We've got a plan.
I was always going to do it.
So. And I'm not changing my plan. Yeah. And so we're doing it, even if we don't really want to do it. And this year, I'm trying to be a bit different with that, in life generally, as well as in FPL. Yeah. But you
so
know.
Go on then.
And so this always felt like it was going to be a game that punished people to me, because Everton...
Racked up 4.5 XGC, first couple of games.
Yeah. and I know that you have just been very positive about Everton, but the transfer window is a shambles. It's a shambles. They're left with just Barry up top. If Barry gets injured, they are done. They've got no one else. They haven't got a backup striker anymore. It's just chaos. They've sold their best player, who's now gone to Manchester City and strengthened them.
Their best player?
Yeah.
All right.
They've got Jack Grealish back. Sure. But I think it's a problem for Everton. I really do. So going into this game...
Well, they've built a stadium, and they've got to somehow find a way to fund this stuff.
Did you see the fake rumour that the reason why What's-His-Face didn't sign a contract is because he's a very big environmentalist and he's worried that the helideck is going to fall into the Merseyside?
No, I didn't see any of that, no.
It was chaos. Just nonsense, but funny. Anyway, I wasn't comfortable selling Manchester United attackers heading into this game because, as you've mentioned, they've given up a lot of XGC in the opening 2 weeks. And it felt like an opportunity where Manchester United might get something, and Mbeumo then does punish those that sold him. He was the heavy sell. A lot of the Turkey buyers were from
Mbeumo sellers.
Mbeumo, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the
took his goal very well, didn't he, Mbeumo?
He did very take his nice. Goal very. Now, if you sold Bruno to buy Palmer or Saka, it's come out in the wash because none of them have done anything. And moving forward, I think you're still okay. I don't know if I would rather have Bruno. Like, of all of the premiums, it's another conversation about premiums, isn't it? Is Bruno a better option? If you have the cheaper ones from Chelsea and Arsenal, you can have Bruno. But do you need Bruno? Can you have Mbeumo instead?
No, I don't think Mbeumo covers Bruno in the same way that the other guys can cover Saka and Palmer. Listen, he took his goal very well today, but from the bits that I saw, didn't watch the whole of this game, they're pretty ineffective. Him and Cunha in the first half are pretty ineffective.
Well, I think when I checked, he got a lot of DEFCON. Let me check again.
Who, Mbeumo?
Yeah.
He got 8.
But I think he had 6 in the first half.
Okay, but we don't want him doing that, do we?
No, that's my point. That was going to be the point. Yeah,
Okay, so he's doing all the things we don't want him doing. We want him attacking the goal. And another thing I will say is that I was super impressed with Sesko when he came on. Like, Sesko come on, obviously gets the goal, so it's an obvious thing to say. But I remember looking on Man United Twitter just as a goal, and it's just like, yep, this kid, got to play him. Let's not forget how good end of the season he had last year, Sesko.
Yep.
And if he does come in and play in the 9, and Mbeumo then goes wide right. Now, he played that role for Brentford, played it very, very well indeed, and we know he can still get FPL points on the right-hand side. But I just think it makes him a little bit less attractive than... if he's playing in that number 9 position, do you think?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a narrative to sell Mbeumo.
Yeah, I mean, I like Sesko. I like him a lot. Mm. I think, if you remember, in a few drafts in pre-season, I had him. And then he didn't feature in pre-season because he hasn't been fit, and it's been a case of wait and see. Mm. When he's fit, arguably, he will be the best third forward to have unless you want Isak.
And if he's there... and Mbeumo goes wide, then you've got Ahmad there as well. Remember that Europe's kicking in for them soon,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Their rotation will start.
And they didn't have that last year.
No, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Let's move it on then, because we've got to rattle through these fixtures, Sam. I think we've done
do we have to do the others?
Well, there's some talking points. Yeah, there's some talking points. Do you want to talk about Newcastle 2, Bournemouth 2? Quickly? Or no? Not interested. Newcastle, very popular on wildcard. Visser in.
Why do
Lewis
you want
Hall in?
Why? Right.
I'm not saying I've got him. I'm saying game week 3 wildcard, there was a lot of Newcastle in.
There was. And if you went for Hall over Chow, you've done all right. If you went for Chow to save... like,
can I just say, if you did go for Hall over Chow, that is the jammiest move in Jamsville, honestly. Because the Chow own goal is so unlucky. It's a cross, it just deflects in off his foot.
Yeah.
And the Lewis Hall assist is not an assist. Don't give me that shit. He passes it down the line to Harvey Barnes, who then scores worldie.
Tonight, we'd got until 8 minutes past 10 before Lee swore. An hour and 8 minutes we'd gone today.
Fine. But anybody celebrating the Lewis Hall goal, anybody celebrating the Lewis Hall assist, get out. You're off my Christmas card list. I'm not having that.
Is anyone celebrating the Lewis Hall assist?
Yes, loads of people that got him in on Wildcard Game Week 3. What are you talking
about?
Everybody
here is celebrating it.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, there will
right,
be.
Right, we'll see.
Anything else to discuss?
I was more impressed by Bournemouth than I was with Newcastle.
Yeah. I thought their style, the high press, the let's not let Newcastle play into a position where their pace can hurt us, was excellent.
It was excellent. The problem with Bournemouth is This is the third week in a row that they've dropped points. Like, and from an FPL perspective, maybe that doesn't matter if you're going for an attacker. If you're going for an Evan Nilsson or a Tavernier or somebody like that, maybe it doesn't matter. But the defenders are a bit in the mud still, because every week we're seeing this collapse.
And it doesn't look as if, like, Newcastle, so again, on the rolling XG, Newcastle's the green line. Bournemouth is the purple line here. Look at that. Look, Newcastle not really creating much chances, but then a high XG chance from Willock here, a sort of reasonably high one from Jacob Ramsey here, which was the goal. Even the goal from Harvey Barnes, as I've already discussed, was a worldie. It's a 0.05 XG goal. So in total, 0.71 XG, of which nearly half of it was that Joe Willock one. Whereas Bournemouth, little bits and pieces of XG, like a block shot here and a block shot there, 0.01, 0.03. Not really much in the way of high XG. Obviously, the goal from Tavernier is 0.6. They had another one saved from Tavernier on 26 minutes, which was 0.33. But other than that, look, very bits and pieces XG from Bournemouth. So not a game that was full of high chances, but stylistically, a good game to watch, I thought. It was an all right game to watch. Anything else you want to discuss? Otherwise, we're going to get to teams, I think.
No, I think we should go to teams. It's already 10 past 10, Lee.
Okay, there's there's loads
otherwise
more.
Otherwise, we'll be
discuss,
here for 3 hours. Otherwise,
there's loads more going on. Loads more. Anyway, before we do teams,
we've got
something else to discuss.
What have we got to talk about?
I would like to talk about the manager of the month, the patron manager of the month. And the reason I like to do that is for two reasons. One is because we had a winner in August, Claire Turnbull. So Claire from our Patreon community, congratulations, Claire, for winning the August Manager of the Month.
The prize has already arrived, hasn't it?
Yeah, she wanted a Blackpool third choice shirt. And I was like, that's the most random thing I've ever had to buy for Manager of the Month. And then I saw a picture of it. It is gorgeous. After the stream, go and Google Blackpool. Is it Blackpool United or Blackpool? Blackpool. They're just Blackpool, aren't they?
I don't know.
Blackpool FC? Yeah, Blackpool. Blackpool Football Club, third choice kit. It's like got an orange trim on it. Very, very nice.
Oh,
indeed.
I know why you like it then.
Very, very nice.
Lee's favourite colour is orange.
I like it. However, the other thing I'd like to show you is this. This is how how I am now going to be tracking the Manager of the Month competition. You guys that have been on our Patreon for a while and are tracking the Manager of the Month or have played the Manager of the Month competition will know that I have in the past done this quite manually.
We had a spreadsheet.
I have to go and take scores from the site. I have to kind of manually write it down on a spreadsheet. I have to check all my numbers are correct. And then I put this really horrible looking graphic in the Patreon that's got like it's like an Excel spreadsheet graphic. Well,
it's not very pretty.
One of our patrons, an absolute legend, by the way, Ala Hamade.
We've met him a few times.
We've met Ala a few times. He's based out in Dubai. Ala Hamade, thank you so much, Ala, for pulling this together. This is FPL Family Gaffer Board, as he's described it, or he's named it, right? Now, what you can see is here. Look at this, Sam. Oh, yes. Look at this. FPL Family Gaffer Board, right? So what you can do is you can go in here, you can call this league whatever you want, and it will, and I can change the month in here. So look, there we go. August. There's Claire in first. So congrats to Claire with 179 points in August. John with 177. And Sham with 173. And if you are in the Manager of the Month competition, you can just simply scroll down, Sam. See where you are. There I was. Look, 7th in August. Did all right.
You were all right, weren't you?
Pretty good in 7th. There's Tracy, former champion Tracy. Joseph, there he is. A few names that you will recognise from here on Sunday night. A lot of our patron supporters. So you get your name in lights for a little while. But let's go back to September and have a look at, because the FPL site doesn't do this, doesn't break it down month by month.
And we can't have it in there.
And we can't have it on the fantasy, on the actual FPL website. So Ala has created this, and I'm just like, he showed me it. I was like, this is perfect. This is just what I need, right? So here we are. This is Ian right now with 80 points.
I like the fact he pulls through their badges as well.
Great.
This
pulls through the little Adobe badge if you've made one. Fantastic. Aman is in with 66 and Andy in with 66. The other thing that this does, and you guys that are our patron supporters will know, right? If I click on Ian's name, he actually got, because Ian might be in here going, well, actually, I got 89 points. Yes, you did, Ian. But what actually happened was you got 89, but you used your triple captain. So we take those additional points that you got for your triple captain, which was the 9 additional points, off, because we want to keep it fair to everybody. That's what we always do. That's been a rule.
That's what we've always done.
That's been a rule forever since we've ever done.
The only one that counts of the chips is the free hit, because obviously you have to have a team.
Correct. But if you get any additional points from the triple captain or any additional points from the bench boost, we take them off so that it's fair for everybody on a month-by-month basis. So Ian, there he is with his 80 points so far in September. Am I down here anywhere? Let's have a look. Am I down? I don't know. I'm not sure more. Got to be in here somewhere, haven't I?
Well,
there we are, 52.
We were both, and if you go a little bit further back, I'm 1 point behind you, I think.
Where are you? There you are, 25th, 51.
Yeah.
So there we go. So if you're in our Manager of the Month Patron League, you'll be able to see, look, you can see all of you in here. All of you in here, brilliant. So I will be doing like screenshots, or I'll be sharing links of this if Allah's allowed me to do that. And I'll be putting it in the Slack. And rather than getting that really horrible screenshot of a basically a manual spreadsheet that I know you all love and take the piss out of me for, you're going to get this now. Look at this. And I can even go to things like this. Look, if you say, well, I want to see how Lee's done then. I want to see how Tracy's done. Because Tracy's a bit of a legend, isn't she? Tracy, 65, did the triple captain this week. And if I want to go to her actual FPL page, look, official FPL points page. I click that, I can go and check out her team. Actually on FPL. How good is that?
Thank you, Allah.
Oh my God.
Because I can't.
So good.
I'm personally, this is a personal thank you from me, because I can tell you that when Lee has to update that spreadsheet,
it's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. And when we were on holiday last week, he went, oh, I've got to update the spreadsheet.
Don't think I said
like
that.
Exactly like that. And I'm like, okay. And that means I lose him for about 3 years while he goes off and he starts putting in days, because he's so conscientious. One thing my husband is very conscientious, and he does like to make sure he gets it right, because he doesn't want anyone to get not win the right prizes and all of the right jazz. So thank you, Allah, because this means that now I get some more time with my husband.
And I said to Allah, like, if there are any other content creators out there, or even if you're not a content creator and you want to run like a monthly Manager of the Month competition with your workmates, or if you're a content creator and you run a monthly competition and you need the league split down by month, because that doesn't do it on the FPL site, use this tool. I said to him, he could take this to market. This is, I think, commercialize this. Right? Absolutely. So if you're interested, if you're watching this and you're going, bloody hell, I'd love to use a tool like this to run. And by the way, adding managers to this and take, it's like super easy. I won't run through it now because I won't do it like a live demo, but I can add people to this in like 5 seconds, or take people. It's super easy. And it all just auto pulls from FPL, like every 15 minutes.
We should put FPL Harry Kane in there.
I will. It's so easy to use. Honestly, it is perfect.
Imagine if Harry Kane won.
So if you are running like a work mini league with like 40 people, and every month you've got to go and check individual scores, just use this. I can put you in touch with Allah and he'll hook you up. Don't worry about it. I think it's such a good thing that he's created here. Really, really good. So there we go. So Ian, currently top for September. Very, very good, Ian. And well done to Aman and to Andy as well. We will keep track of how the Manager of the Month scores are going for September with this tool that Allah has created every single Sunday. So it's going to be a regular feature.
Thank you, Allah. You legend.
Allah, you are a legend. And if you do want to come and join us, if you're thinking, what the hell are they talking about? What is it? What is this Patreon thing? What is it, Manager? I haven't got a clue. All the links are in the description below. Patreon.com/FPL family.
Oh, I should change that.
Is where I go. Oh, we've still got Mo, haven't we? Yeah, we do need to change that. Patreon.com/FPL family is where you can find all the details of getting all this extra FPL family goodness stuff in your life. If you want to come and join us on the Slack, a lot of the names that you see here on a Sunday will be in the Slack. Slack is like a chat forum community, but without
all our friends.
But it's not Twitter, right? It's a much nicer place. Or if you want to go to the Manager of the Month tier and be part of that competition that we've just mentioned there, where we'll track it every month and you get to win a footy shirt of your choice, even if it is Blackpool third choice, like Claire chose in August, you can have that shirt if you win. And if you want to talk to Sam and I on Zoom, so we have like a regular, you can have a couple of Zooms a year, a couple of Zooms a season, or if you go in the all in, I think it's 4 per season.
Yeah.
So listen, patreon.com/FPL family. You'll find loads more information about how you get more of me and Sam and the FPL family in your life. So go check that out. Let's do Team Sam. This is me, 61 for this week. Might have mentioned it earlier on in the show. 39k overall rank. We're not talking about ranks.
Yawn.
39k overall rank. Probably will be game week 10 until I mention game week ranks and overall ranks, but I'm 39k.
In that sentence alone, you said overall rank about 800 times.
Obviously taking the piss. For the podcasters, here is my team. I've just spotted a typo, actually.
Oh, what have I put?
Verbrugge with the 3, Robbo with the 1, Calafiori 2, Maguire 2. So thanks, defenders, for nothing. Embuemo 8, Szoboszlai 3, Ødegaard got 10, and not 18, as it says on there. I wish he did have 18.
Oh, I've but just got pressed 10. The wrong button, have I?
Bruno 2, Diogo Gomez 2, Haaland 27 with the triple cap, and then João Pedro 1, and on my bench Kinski 6, Calvert-Lewin 1, Diop 3, and Rodon with the 0. So a game week rank change of 60%, just over 60%. Yeah, 61 points, very happy with that, pretty happy. But it was kind of like Haaland keeping it afloat, right? The Embuemo and the Ødegaard goals have really made the difference. Outside of that, it's a little bit bleak, to be honest. It's a little bit bleak. And when I look at my team for next week, this is the bus team that I've got currently. So it is basically the team that I just read out, except I have made a couple of early wildcard moves for players that were going up in price. Like, I've bought in Konsa, and I've bought in Cherki, and I've bought in Vissa just because they were going up in price. That does not mean that come game week 4 and my finalised wildcard, that those three players are in there. Pretty sure that Konsa's going to be there. Don't know about the other two yet. Undecided. But pretty sure Konsa's going to be there. But at the moment, what I'm doing is just playing the wildcard price increase game, trying to get a bit of value out of my team, making sure that if any players are going to go down, then I take them out. I think Rodgers is due to go up in price tonight, so I will be bringing in Rodgers probably for Bruno, because Bruno hasn't had a price drop or a fall for me. So I'll just bring in Rodgers then. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Rodgers going into game week 4. So I do want to get in before that price rise happens. So that's my team at the minute. At the moment, the bus team captain is on João Pedro. Could probably will change. Don't know yet. But I think that looks like a reasonable... He certainly looks like a reasonable captain to have. Listen, not much point me talking about my bus team because I'm on a wild card. It's going to change a lot. If you want to know how the team is getting on during the week, go and have a look at patreon.com/FPLfamily and have a look at the free Ohana podcast that we put out on a Thursday, because this Thursday I will be giving an update on how my wildcard is going. So keep an eye out for that. Your team, Sam, so far this week. No, so far. It's all out, isn't it? We're done. No Monday night games. 60 with the triple cap. 60. Talk us through it.
Triple cap failure, as I have already stated. I don't hate my defence quite as much as Lee hates his, but I should have played Kinski over Verbruggen and should have had more faith in my own boys. Verbruggen with 3 in goal, Calafiori with his 2-pointer and Lynn Leaf Davis with 1. Again, should have played Thomas over Leaf Davis. It was a bit of a shootout, that one. I just thought Leaf Davis had more chance of an attack in return than Thomas, and therefore went there. Was the wrong call because Thomas got DEFCON. Van Hek with the 8 was good. Bruno with 2, Embuemo with 8 is nice, Solis with 5 is good, Szoboszlai with 3, Sangari with the 0 pointer.
Sangari off with a 0, why do we feel about that? I would say, after that performance in game week 1, I was already thinking about how do I get this guy on my wild card whenever I play it. At the moment, I don't think I'll have him in wild card game week 4.
No, and
might
I can
change.
Understand that.
It
I,
might change,
I can
but
understand
at the
that.
Moment, maybe not.
Is a bit frustrating. I mean, it was a straight choice between him and Calvert-Lewin, who got 1, so it wouldn't have made any difference really anyway. João Pedro with 1, Haaland with the 27, the bench was made up of Kinski with 6, Calvert-Lewin with 1, Thomas with 4, and then obviously Rodon with a 0 pointer because he was ineligible, couldn't play because he's done his hammy. All in, it feels very... Somebody said at the beginning it's meh. It is very much a meh game week. Mm. It feels very meh, but actually it's still quite a big green arrow. So
I think Van Hek's got a lot to do with that.
Van Hek's got a lot to do with that, yeah. So I am fine with it. I'm happy with it. We move on. We take the green. Yeah. We just continue to try and build.
I think Van Hek's got a lot to do with that. So pretty jammy, if you ask me. Pretty jammy, because that Nico Williams girl definitely should have stood. Let's talk about your bus team for next week. How's
absolutely
it looking?
Loser.
Anything different to what you've just read through?
No, because I haven't done anything yet, because we've still got the three...
transfers have you got? 3?
3.
Oh, what are you thinking?
I probably will do something with Rodon. Will probably do Rodon to
Konsa.
Probably.
Got to. Yeah, got to.
I kind of feel like I have to, but then I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We'll see about that. I'll probably do Burmo to Morgan Rogers. I'll probably make those two and then not do anything with the third and see where we are. The thing is, like, I feel comfortable making the Rogers change because obviously Chelsea don't play in Europe. So I don't have to worry about what happens in midweek with
Chelsea.
You
making that tonight then before he goes up in price?
I will probably make that tonight before he goes up in price. Okay. But with Konsa and Roden, I'll just probably wait that out and just make sure that Konsa makes it through midweek before I do anything there.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not feeling like I want to massively change it up. I do feel like I want more Chelsea. So that feels like the way to go.
Talk us through Harry Katz's team. How's Harry got on this week? No chip played for Harry this week.
He didn't play a chip, bless
him. Had a difficult week this week.
Well, he started off really well when he was on a massive green arrow because he captained Tissot. Now, I'm afraid we haven't got a video of it because basically I forgot to video it. So he captained Tissot this week. There will be a Harry Katz video. I'll put it out. I'll probably put it as a reel on Instagram.
I wonder how FPL Harry's doing. Do you think actual Harry is doing better or worse than 6.1 million? I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably doing better.
I think actual Harry's doing better than Harry Kane, yeah. But it wasn't terrible, given he doesn't have Haaland. He's not done terrible. And he hasn't played any chips yet as Harry. And he also hasn't made any transfers yet. So he's still got three to go.
Oh, he's laughing, yeah.
So this week, he's got a lot of decisions to make this week. He's got to decide... Is he going to play...
Lefay on the bench.
Well, look at his bench.
Bench Lefay.
He's got Udogs on the bench as well.
Killer.
Scared of your doggies on the bench.
Killer.
So he's had a bit of a nightmare, bless him.
What are you going to do about his team then? Harry Wilson's got going.
So Harry Wilson is a problem. So he's gonna make a transfer. It was going to be Harry Wilson. He's got 0.5 in the bank. So he will do Harry Wilson probably to...
Connor's in the chat saying, I'm doing worse than a cat. This is what it's all about. Cheers, Connor. George is like, Harry the Cat's doing better than me. Oh my.
There you go. Harry the Cat is living his best life because he had his sack as his captain.
Key in the chat, if you're doing worse than the cat, time for you to give up FPL.
He's probably going to, he should have played both his Spurs defenders, shouldn't he? He's probably going to, Harry Wilson is his big problem. He's only got Harry Wilson because he's called Harry. So we give him a choice this week of possible options he could buy instead of Harry Wilson. So there'll be a video of that, and then we'll also let him choose his captain. And at some point, we're gonna suggest to him he's got to play a chip, and he can decide yes or no if he wants to play it.
Very good.
But yeah, he's doing all right. Bless him. His bus team's there as well. If you want to see it.
I'm on the bus team. Yeah. He's got Palm already in place.
Yeah.
João Pedro captain.
Yeah.
Declan Mice is in there.
Yeah. He's all right.
What's not to like? Okay. Very good. Well, that is it, Sam. I feel like these live streams are getting longer and longer. Did you enjoy the extra stats at the Match Centre? I did. I like the Match Centre. It gives us more to talk about,
it does,
it?
But
the rolling XG timeline thing, I quite like that.
I don't think we can go through every game like that, though, Lee, because we will be here for 3 hours.
I think we need to just do what we did, which is the key talking points from the key games, isn't it?
Yeah, because otherwise, we were talking about going through all 10. If we go through all 10...
We'll be all night.
People don't want that, Lee. Especially in a couple of weeks when we've walked a marathon and we're half asleep.
Well, this is the thing. It was hard to get through 10 today because we were doing the moonwalk promos. And thank you for all the super chats, by the way, tonight. Absolutely sensational. We're going to take all them super chats. We're going to put them in the pot along with everybody else's donation on the Just Giving page. So that's, I think we are, we're way over what I even thought we would get from the donation site. So guys, thank you so much for that. Beautiful stuff. So we were doing a bit of that. We were doing the update to the manager. We were doing the update to the manager of the month with the new gaffer board and stuff. So I don't know. I think in an average week, we probably can do more than sort of the two games that we did this week. Do you think? Or we just focus on the big ones? And let's let the audience decide.
All the time. We never do it.
Talking about. We'll let the audience decide. Get in the comments. Let us know. That is it for tonight, ladies and gents.
I'm a celebrity. No, it wants to be a millionaire.
What?
Well, ask the audience.
50-50, phone a friend, all of that. Listen, before you tell everybody what's coming up this week, because again, it's probably going to be another busy week. Again, we're not discussing ranks. We won't talk about ranks for another kind of like 6 or 7 weeks. But 39K I'm at the minute, everyone. Just to put it out there, 39K. But ranks is just not important. It's not important what I am. Sam, tell everybody else what's going on this week.
Are you done?
39K at the moment.
Are you done?
Probably not. Go on, tell everyone what's going on.
Please. What is going on this week? We have got a busy week coming up, Lee. We have got a busy week coming up. So the FPL Pod will be back as usual on Thursday with Jules and Kelly. We'll be talking through game week 3 and looking at game week 4, obviously. I will be back on the Q&A with Az on Thursday afternoon, as long as Az turns up on time, which will be nice for a change. But he and I will be live on Thursday afternoon. It's supposed to be at 4:15.
Someone tell him.
Someone tell Az. 4:15. And then Lee and I have got Sky Sports News on Friday morning. Yes. So if you are in the UK or somewhere where you can watch Sky Sports News, we will be live at 8:30. Yes, I repeat, 8:30 on Friday morning.
Will they share our ranks on Sky Sports News? Should do, because I'm 39K.
Well, I imagine that you're going to email Mark and say, hi, Mark, I'm at 39K. Please, can you tell everyone about it? And
producer by the way, I am at 39K. Get it on the screen.
You're making it sound like I'm having a nightmare. I'm having a great start. No, but you keep banging on about yours. You've not mentioned mine.
You turned the whole mic red then.
Both of them when you went, everyone said that.
Why have you got to turn that about you?
It's all about me.
You're making me sound bad. No, I'm not. I'm just saying I'm at 39K. You're at 4:46. That's great at this stage of the season. I'd be very happy with that. But as it is, I'm on 39K.
Jesus.
But we won't be discussing ranks, Sam, for another few weeks because we don't do ranks until at least game week 8 or 9. It's not important. It's not worth it. Ranks don't mean a thing right now. But I'm at 39K. Right. Like and subscribe. Thank you for joining us for all that guff and waffle here on FPL Family this evening. If it's your first live stream, maybe it's your first ever FPL Family live stream.
They're going to have a wrong side of opinion on us.
If it is, where have you been for 10 years? I don't know. But if it's your first ever FPL Family live stream, hit that subscribe button, like and do all the usual stuff that you do. Thank you for all the donations tonight, guys. That has been absolutely sensational. We appreciate you and we love you so, so much. Like, subscribe. We'll see you throughout the week. See you soon, guys.
Bye-bye.